The next is a request for public hearing. These are kind of like, when are you going to have that, in July?
I think we need it in June.
You sure of that now? Can't carry it until July.
Pretty sure.
All right.
This is a request for a short-term exemption to the slot limit requirements of 4 VAC 2252 pertaining to taking striped bass. I'll try to be brief. The request originates with the FLW Outdoors, which is a national organization that promotes and runs recreational fishing tournaments and outdoor activities, and has announced a striped bass trail along the east coast of the United States consisting of 7 qualifying tournaments and a national championship. They're scheduling the national championship, which will be made up of the qualifiers from the other 7 tournaments in Virginia Beach, a 3-day event in December that contemplates the live release of all fish and will require the special use of special live containers supplied to the entrance by FLW to keep the fish healthy prior to weighing and their ultimate release. The City of Virginia Beach and tournament officials would like to hold the tournament in the Chesapeake Bay. FLW rules contemplate weighing fish up to 34 inches in length. The maximum that they feel will be capable and suitable for live release utilizing the live containers in their tournament format. Last year, this commission adopted a no-take slot, 28 inches to 34 inches for the fall Chesapeake Bay season in an attempt to lower our harvest from the 2004 level and to stay within our allocated bay quota. FLW rules conflict with this prohibited slot in that prior to their ultimate release, the fish will be possessed for a period of time in their live wells, and they're seeking an exemption to possess the fish until release after their weighing. The two main issues, I guess, associated with this request are the possible mortality, striped bass associated with this event, and the impact of the proposed activity on Virginia's effort to stay within its Chesapeake Bay allocation, and the impact of granting a special exemption to a fishery regulation may have on future requests, in other words, the precedent value of granting special exemptions from regulations to an individual event. Staff believes the social and economic benefits warrant sending a proposal to public hearing for public comment and recommends advertising an amendment to VAC 252 that would exempt tournaments from size limits and seasonal requirements if they meet the following criteria, which are listed in the evaluation. Tournament operates for a limited duration, not longer than 3 days. Tournament format provides for the live release of all fish. The tournament director submits a written proposal to the commissioner detailing the measures the tournament will use to ensure the survivability of fish entered in the tournament, to include the capture, handling, storage of fish by tournament entrants on the water during the competition, by tournament officials at the weigh-in, by tournament officials when transporting or returning the fish to the water, and any penalties that will apply to entrants for bringing in or weighing dead fish. Such proposal must be submitted not later than 120 days prior to the tournament, and the proposal must be determined by the commissioner to adequately address potential mortality issues, and therein lies the need for the June public hearing. Tournament officials must agree to provide any and all fish entered in the tournament to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, or to any designee of the Marine Resources Commission upon written request. Tournament officials agree to allow Marine Resources staff access to all tournament areas during the tournament for assessment upon request, and approval does not jeopardize the status of striped bass stock approved to be an issue of compliance with the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan. Staff also believes that a specific exemption for a specific event is not a good precedent, and the benefits of this regulation should apply to any tournament that meets these requirements.
All right. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I have a brief question. Is it staff's intention to try to seek a determination from ASMFC on whether or not this would create a compliance issue?
I would assume we are, Rob, are we not?
No. We wouldn't need to do that. Again, with striped bass data, it falls mainly in December, partly in November. So by the time we know about any compliance issues, it's the following April, perhaps even May. I don't think that date is final yet for 2005. So it's not really a compliance issue up front. And overall, with this is the Chesapeake Bay area, and we're involved in the Bay-wide quota with the other two jurisdictions. So it would have to be something compliance really would be if we went over the Bay-wide quota.
Okay, so you don't see an immediate problem with it?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, this is a request to go to hearing. What's your pleasure?
I'll move to go to hearing in June.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. We'll have the hearing in July. June. All right, request for public hearing regarding Horseshoe Crab. 18. Rob?
Thank you, sir. There are two issues here that are separate, and I don't know whether you wish to have them together or separated. One issue involves staff asking for an emergency regulation.
Now?
Emergency regulation with a public hearing in June. And the second item, they both are in regards to horseshoe crabs, is to ask for a public hearing in June on a different regulation.
Right. I would say, Counselor, that we take the first, the emergency first.
Good. Okay. Let me go over that. In your packet on the first page, you'll see that there's background information in support of staff's request for an emergency regulation for VAC 2150. And if you go back in your packet several pages, you'll pass one item five pages back that's a map of the conch dredge area. And I'll go into details about this regulation, but that map shows four areas. The fifth area is not shown. It's the crab dredge area. And we can come back to that. I just wanted to show you that that's right in front of the emergency regulation that's requested. And if you go to page 4 of 5 of the emergency regulation, you'll see the requested changes. And so I'll come back to page 4 or 5 in a minute. The background is that in December of 2005, you passed measures in the Regulation 900 for horseshoe crabs that allowed this new crab dredge gear license, limited license, 2,000 crabs per vessel, to be initiated and to also take crabs during the May 1 to June 7th period. That's what you did in December. Subsequently, staff found out that an older existing regulation, Regulation 150, which goes back into the 1980s on the dredging of conchs, was in conflict with the intentions of your actions in December, in that if you look at page 4 now of 5 in the regulation, the proposed emergency regulation, you can see that previously in two areas, or currently in two areas, area number 2 and area 4, which are shown on the map that I mentioned 5 pages in, we're allowing only conchs to be harvested or possessed in those two areas. So that's in direct conflict with the idea that bycatch, first of all, up to 500. In December, you increase the bycatch from crab dredges from 100 to 500.
And this corrects that.
And this amendment would correct that so that horseshoe crabs could be taken by as bycatch, but also by those new limited specific crab dredge licenses. In paragraph B, which you see completely stricken out, that is also the way it currently is, unless we have an emergency, in direct conflict with what you did in December, because it says in area number 3 and 5, it shall be unlawful to harvest, take, or possess horseshoe crabs from May 1 through June 7th. So that needs to be amended out as well. Those are the amendments that we're asking for in the emergency regulation and requesting a June public hearing. And, of course, we will advertise that in advance.
All right. Let me. Can I have the hearing on that now, Rob, so we don't get confused?
Absolutely.
All right. Anyone in the public wish to address this emergency hearing? No comments from the public. This part is before the commission. Anyone have a motion, Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself on this item.
Okay. Mr. Bowden, you got a motion?
Yes, I do. I move that we accept staff recommendations and amend the horseshoe crab regulation to emergency.
Second.
Who seconded?
I did.
Mr. Holland, okay.
May I ask a question on
yes.
that? Instead of horseshoe crab regulation, it's actually the comp dredge regulation.
I think that's what he meant.
Okay. Very good.
For the record, comp dredge. Okay. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? One. Mr. Robbins abstained.
The second issue is...
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Second issue. You're doing so good, Rob. Get ahead of me in the last inning.
All right. The second issue is a compliance issue. Recently, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Horseshoe Management Board met, and they modified on May 9th the plan for horseshoe crabs, the interstate plan, through adoption of Addendum 4. And what this means for Virginia is they adopted a prohibition on the landing of horseshoe crabs in Virginia from federal waters from January 1 through June 7th in any year. And they also provided that a division of Virginia's quota, which is 152,495 horseshoe crabs, such that not more than 40% may be harvested east of the coal rakes line. These landings must comprise, at a minimum, a male-to-female ratio of two males to every female that are landed of that 40% that is east of the coal rakes line. So to achieve compliance with the ASMFC plan, the amendments to Regulation 900 will be necessary. And there's a current version of Regulation 900 attached to your evaluation. But what I wanted to point to exactly was not only what the ASMFC did with these provisions A and B on page 2 of your evaluation, but on page 2 of 5 of Regulation 900, concerning the pertaining to horseshoe crab, if you can look at paragraph D, what was set up back in 1999 was a bycatch to directed fishery ratio that now has no meaning with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And if you look at that information, what was set up back in 1999 was 85% of the horseshoe crab quota was really for directed fishery and 15% was for bycatch. These are no longer valid with what ASMFC has done, and I wanted to point out to you that we are also requesting to advertise that those be rescinded from the regulation, paragraph D and E. So D1 and 2 and E really are no longer valid. We would want to advertise that along with the items I mentioned on page 2 of the evaluation, A and B, which is addendum 4, a compliance issue.
All right. You ready for that now?
Yes, I am.
No other changes?
No other changes.
The public hearing. All right. What's the pleasure of the commission? You've heard Rob's wonderful presentation. What's the pleasure of the commission? Public hearing in June.
I move public hearing in June.
Moved second. And seconded by Mr. Holland. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Mr. Robbins abstains. Signed the appropriate forms, Carl.
We can use the same one for both, I guess.
All right. Recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. Sonia.
Just a brief overview. You do have all the information in your packets.
Mm-hmm.
The current amount of funds available in the Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund is currently $389,015, with a projection of $2.2 million by the end of September. We began the cycle in January with 13 projects. Two of those projects were withdrawn by the applicants. Items D and I. Of the 11 remaining, 9 of the projects were recommended for funding, 7 for full funding, 2 partial funding to be split with the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. Those nine projects total $257,039. One project was not recommended. That was item K, the Using Virginia Recreational Fishers and a Sea Tagging Study. The board felt that they did not, that particular project didn't meet the guidelines for sport fishing. One project was tabled. That is item F, the impact on mycobacteriosis. And as an additional piece of information, current projected available in the Commercial Marine Improvement Fund is $283,431. If there's any questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. At what point will item F be reviewed by the RFAB again? Do you have a sense of that? Or?
Well, they certainly will take it. The next meeting will be in July.
Mm-hmm.
They will bring it up. Then they're waiting. Dr. Vogelbein and Dr. Honig indicated that they have a large package that was sent to the National Science Foundation, National Institute of Health. I guess it's a very long and lengthy process, and they want to see if any information comes about that grant request. And then also they have this project requested to the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board.
Okay.
So they will continue to review it until the commission takes action or...
All right. Anyone in the public, from the public, want to speak on these issues, these recommendations from the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board? No comments from the public. Matters before the commission. You've heard Sonia's recommendation.
Move the adoption.
Second.
Mr. Holland moves the adoption as presented by Sonia and seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. While she's here, let me say that Sonia and I represented you well at the dedication of the Gloucester Fishing, Gloucester Boat Ramp and project there at Gloucester Point last
Thursday.
Blowing a gale, but we were there. Anything else to come before this body? And the meeting stands adjourned. One more.
Right. One to go.
As what Cynthia said.
I'm down to less than 13.